eyes, but the beanie had fallen down, slanting at the same angle as her body. Blood trickled out from underneath it. Unstable, she clung to the parking meter and tried to catch her balance. I kicked the emergency brake on and hopped out of my Jeep just in time to see her eyes roll back and her head slump forward. She lost her grip on the pole and toppled into my arms. I stood on the sidewalk holding a bleeding woman I did not know. I grabbed her pack and walked her to the Jeep, where the intoxicating smell of her wafted up and wrapped itself around me. There it was again. The same fragrance I'd smelled while pumping gas. I sat her up and pulled the beanie off her head because it was covering up her mouth, and I thought she'd do well to get some air. Only then did I see her face. I stood up straight. No way. Can't be. I leaned in, tilted my head to match the angle of hers, and looked a second time. The hair color had fooled me, and like me, she'd aged. But then there was the smell, and there was no mistaking Coco Chanel, especially when she wore it. I spoke out loud.
You've got to be...